Welcome back to the Finnsiders and Nat Moore, Florida Golf Classic, here with one of the best wide receivers ever to wear the Miami Dolphins uniform, Mark Duper. Mark, I got to ask you about the offseason the Miami Dolphins have had so far. A lot of moves. Mike Wallace comes in at the wide receiver position. They re-sign Brian Hartline. You get Dustin Keller at the tight end position. Gibson comes over from the Rams. A lot of moves by Jeff Ireland and his team to try to score points in 2013.
Well, you know what, I like the moves, you know, but it's have to show and tell to find out. The only way you can score points if you make touchdowns. Hartline going to have to build up his touchdowns, I mean, which means that I don't know how many touchdowns he had last year.
One.
He had one touchdown, but evidently that they see something in him that is going to help the team. But I just personally believe that what they're going to have to do, they're going to have to – keep protection for the quarterback, and they're going to have to make touchdowns. Somebody's going to have to step up and make plays.
What did you see out of the first-year rookie quarterback, Ryan Tannehill? His mobility was good as the season went on. His arm strength was good. How did you view his progress during the season?
You know, I view his progress. I thought personally as a player, I thought he should have threw more long balls. I think that what they did, they tried to keep him within the system and try to keep short passes to get his confidence up. But for this year, in order for you to stress the defense, you know, since they brought the receiver down here, he's supposed to be Wallace is fast, and he's supposed to stretch the defense, and you got Hotline on the other side, and you got Betts in the middle. You're going to have to take this receiving code, and you're going to have to be a deep threat. You see, that's the thing with Dan Marino had. He had a deep threat with me, and then he had the underneath with Clayton and Nat Moore. Once you get that deep threat, and then that safety will respect you, and everything else is going to come easy.
Was it true that you had to take the blinders off of Danny at some point during the seasons because he was looking at 83 instead of 85?
I used to say that. I used to go in the locker room sometimes, and I used to walk in. I put my hat on. I said, "Who am I?" And they said, "Dan Marino looking at Mark Clayton." You know, but you know, Dan and Clayton had this connection. You know. I mean, it's like, I mean, you can't beat it. I mean, they was catching touchdowns and they was gaining yardage, you know, but all I want is by at least four or five balls thrown to me. I remember one game when I had to do, I wouldn't pay my dues in the NFL, and I said, "Dan, if you throw me 14 balls, I will pay my dues." And we were playing against Washington Redskins, and he threw me over 14 balls, and I caught three touchdowns against Darryl Green, and I paid my dues. But when Danny locks in on you, and which means that he had the right, because Clayton got more balls thrown to him, is because that he played more position. I played one position, and that was on the outside to stretch the defense.
And that's one of the things in Joe Philbin's offense that we've seen. As a wide receiver, you have to know every position, because in that West Coast offense, you know, you may be an X or a Z on one play, and then you may be Devon Best in the slot right next to him. Like Brian Hartline might get a little bit more movement this year because of Mike Wallace on the outside.
Right. Yes. I personally, and I'm thinking. I mean, I'm just thinking. You know, I don't know anything about what they're planning on doing with Wallace and all the rest of the guys. But I think if they come out in the first part of the season catching long balls and touchdowns, I think the offense is going to be all right. Because as you catch the long balls, everything else, if they're going to start covering the long balls, and guess what's going to be open? The underneath balls. You see, that's how you got to keep working. You got to keep working it. And I'm sorry Reggie Bush left, because, you know, I thought that was one of the strongest part of the Dolphin game. It was a running game. But evidently, you know, these coaches sit there every day and they analyze this, and I'm sure they have a plan and they know what they're doing. So for us as being a Dolphins receiver, ex-receiver, and a Dolphin fan, I'm hoping the best. You know, I'm on their side 100%.
Well, you're hoping to get guys out of their seats and all the fans of the Miami Dolphins clapping in 2013 for getting those long balls completed down the field. Thanks for spending some time with us. Great insight on the wide receivers and great insight on the blinders with Dan Marino. Jesse,
right,
back to you.